From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. It's Brock. September 6th, the sports rundown, 5 stories. No fluff. Let's get into it. First, from Sky Sports, Osaka takes care of business while Djokovic ends ELA mania in US Open thriller. Naomi Osaka stepped on court in another new look for her third round match in a blazer, and she eventually took care of business in a tense 3-set victory against Elise Mertens to reach the fourth round of the US Open. Next, second, from The Guardian Sport, Dane Sweeney's career change in US Open comes to an end along with Australia's singles hopes. Australian Lyle Carrier loses 6-4, 6-3, 6-3 of Lieutenant Dardry Sweeney, frustrated by a loss, but says he had an amazing week. Dane Sweeney's gallant and career-ending U.S. Open campaign has come to a frustrating end with a tough third round and lost as a seeded Italian Lieutenant Dardry. Sweeney complained of a hip injury during the 6-4, 6-3 defeat to the world No. 22 that left Australia without a second week singles hope in New York for the first time in 5 years. Continue reading up next. Third, from Sky Sports, Van Dam, Europe Junior Solheim Cup team will fight to last putt to win. Van Dam's voice is upbeat but grounded. She says Europe's Ping Junior Solheim Cup squad has a solid chance to reclaim the trophy from the US at Bermudas Golf this week. The captain stresses that her players will fight to the last putt, leaving no room for complacency. She's confident in the group's talent and resilience, and she's ready to see them push hard for the win. The focus is on teamwork, determination, and finishing strong. No hype, just a clear call to go all the way. And then, fourth, from BBC Sport Football, Who Am I? Guest WSL star No. 3. Hey, there's a new Who Am I? Quiz for the Women's Super League. It drops a mystery player each week and challenges you to name her. You start with a blank slate, then guess. Every wrong answer unlocks another clue, nudging you closer to the answer. The goal is to nail it in as few tries as possible. Score 3 points and you've done well. Reach 4 or 5 and you're really on top of it. It's a simple way to test your WSL knowledge. If you enjoy it, more quizzes live on the site's football and sports sections, ready whenever you want to play. Next, fifth, from BBC Sport Football, flex your football brain with our daily quizzes. How much do you really know about football? Keep scrolling to beat all 3 of BBC Sport's daily quizzes. Today's questions, clues, and answers have been set by Flora Snelson and Joe Rindle. Today's Who Am I? Guess the footballer in as few attempts as possible. After each wrong guess, you unlock a new clue. The fewer clues you need to get the right answer, the more points you score. Give us 5 correct answers inside 5 minutes. Guess today's fiendishly difficult question. You have 5 lives before the answer is revealed. Up next, we have a stunning day of Agate on the wave in Paris, long champ, featuring stars for Britain, Ireland, and France. Watch every race with you from 12:05 a.m. relative on Sky Sports Racing to Oreos G-Stud, Opera de Bell, and Bendonito Cellini, all lighting up on outstanding artist Trials Dave and Paris Longchamp on Sunday. Why 4:35 Paris Longchamp Arc Hero Darius returns en route back to Arc Prix de l'Arc de Triomphe. Hero Darius returns to Paris Longchamp en route to his defense of Europe's most prestigious race, tackling the Prefoy. Sixth, from Sky Sports, Darius, G-Stud, and Opera Ballo feature on Stellar Arc Trials Day. Welcome to Arc Trials Day. And then, seventh, from Awful Announcing, college football media flabbergasted by Michigan's controversial Hail Mary win over WMU. It's the attack from the MAC. Western Michigan sends shockwaves across the college football world. That was NBC's Noah Eagle as the WMU Broncos finished off their epic upset win over the mighty Michigan Wolverines in the Big House on Saturday night. Michigan tried in vain to win on a Hail Mary attempt to the end zone, but quarterback Bryce Underwood's pass fell to the ground as the clock hit 0-0-0, cementing the 12-7 outcome. Until it didn't. Immediately after the play, the stadium announcer said it was under review. Next, 8th, from PFT All, Lane Kiffin at halftime of 31-3 blowout. Imagine if we had pro players. Some regard LSU coach Lane Kiffin as an agent of chaos. The better explanation is that he's a garden variety troll. At halftime of Saturday night's weather-delayed game against Clemson, Kiffin was interviewed by ESPN's Holly Rowe. After the interview ended, Kiffin started to walk away before circling back to the microphone and saying, "Imagine if we had pro players." It was a hilarious reference to the elephant that has resided in the room for the past several weeks. Up next, 9th, from SB Nation, Michigan stuns Western Michigan on controversial Hail Mary. Michigan is undefeated in the Kyle Whittingham era, thanks to a 13-12 win over Western Michigan at the Big House on Saturday night, converting a Hail Mary for a touchdown on the game's final play. But the Wolverines needed 1 second put back on the clock for that final play to happen, and it set the stage for an ending that will be talked about for weeks. Western Michigan dominated them of Saturday night, maintaining the rhythm heading into the game's final in 1 minute. And then, 10th, from PFT All, Michigan avoids disaster via all-time controversial call. 32 years after Colorado stunned Michigan with a Cordell Stewart to Michael Westbrook Hail Mary at the Big House, Michigan got a Hail Mary win of its own against Western Michigan, a 28.5-point underdog. The victory snatched from the jaws of embarrassment comes with a major asterisk. The final play touchdown pass from Bryce Underwood to JJ Buchanan happened after a highly questionable review restored 1 second on the clock for a last-gasp effort by the home team, giving Michigan an undeserved mulligan. That's the rundown. Back at it tomorrow. New here. Grab you over to the video, but only did I have a few seconds.